It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we talk Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, the Snyder administration and the legislature are working to complete the state budget, and it sounds like they've made some progress towards a final deal. Susan, what do we know about the proposed budget so far?
Well, they reached an agreement because we did have a small budget surplus of about $300 million. So what we're doing is we're going to put more into our budget stabilization fund, bringing that up almost to about $500 million. And that's important because those are our reserves, and they were down to zero pretty much for about the last decade. And this is the kind of thing that rating agencies look at when they want to determine a state's fiscal health. We're going to give some more money for K-12 education, although it's not clear exactly where the money will be going to. We're doing an overhaul of the teacher retirement system. There probably will be some money left over to go to district foundation allowances, but that has yet to be worked out. And we'll see a little bit of tax relief. Probably it will be rolling back the income tax to 4.25%. But they haven't determined yet. They only have $90 million to spend. And when it comes to tax relief, that doesn't go very far.
Speaking about that number, it sounds like a big number. When you break it down, however, the amount of money that would actually filter back to the average taxpaying Michigander, it's less than a dollar a week. So, Ken, to call this tax relief, is this just a political move or does this have more to do with policy?
Well, I think it's somewhat of a challenge for Republicans. One of the risks they run is that it is so small, $20 to $25 a year for the average taxpayer, that it kind of feeds into the Democratic argument about big tax cuts for business, but less than modest tax cuts for individuals. So the contrast, I think, gives the other side kind of a talking point throughout the election.
Well, it also seems that when you're talking about $90 million, having that turn into a really minor tax cut for Michiganders, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Susan, can you give us some insight into the thinking behind this?
As we all know, we are in an election year, and last year, individual taxpayers got hit with some sizable tax increases under Governor Snyder's tax reform. Now, we did cut business taxes quite a bit, about $1.6 billion. But, you know, according to public sector consultants, I believe the hit on individual taxpayers was about $1.4 billion, you know, because the income tax rate stayed higher than it was supposed to under the law. We got rid of a lot of exemptions, like for charitable deductions or for the child tax credit. And most people aren't really going to fully feel that until this tax year for 2012. But certainly, you know, if they're going to get an extra $23 or even $100, that's not going to offset all of the tax changes from last year. Although certainly Republicans are hoping that the words tax cut, you know, have a magical effect.
When we look at how this budget is taking shape, are there places where there's not agreement between the Snyder administration and the House and Senate, Ken?
I really think this budget is a non-event. In contrast to last year, where they finally wrestled the $1.6 billion structural deficit, they got rid of that. Major tax policy changes. There are no big surprises either way. There is a little money, but it's not a lot. They'll be able to accomplish it by their June 1st goal and basically break for the summer.
Susan, are we seeing any bipartisan work on this budget? Are Democrats coming together with Republicans on any parts of this?
This budget, like last year's budget, was pretty well worked out by Republicans in the House, Senate, and the Snyder administration. And given the fact that we're in an election year, certainly for the House, I wouldn't expect too many Democratic votes on any of these budgets.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.